Today we'll be discussing the halachas of Yom Kippur. As this past week, the limud was Siman Tav Resh Yud Beis and Tav Resh Yud Gimel. The simanim of Tav Resh Yud Beis and Tav Resh Yud Gimel deals with achila and shetia, eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, and then rechita and sicha is the next simon. But I want to back up first after Tav Resh Yud Aleph. In Tav Resh Yud Aleph, the Mechava begins that Yom Kippur, the night is like the day, right? As opposed to other Tanaisim, where there's a difference between the night of the Tainis and the day of the Tainis. Over here, the Dinim of Yom Kippur begin already at night. And what are those Dinim? There's Malacha, there's Issa to do Malacha on Yom Kippur, there's Issa to eat or drink on Yom Kippur, Rechitz is bathing, Sikh is anointing, smearing oneself with creams, moisturizers, and then you have Ne'ilas the sandal, which is to wear shoes that do not have leather, Tashma Shamita. The Chiyuv Kares is only on Achila Shasiya. This is what's known as the Chameshis Inuyim, the five Inuyim. The din on Yom Kippur is the pasuk is being Nisim. You should be Ma'ana, you should have an Inuy, you should feel pain. And we didn't see the simon, but there's a simon where there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and many Rishonim learned that the reason for the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is to make it easier. Even though you're supposed to have Inuy Yom Kippur, but at the same time, the Torah wanted that it should be easier. So they gave you a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur, but so that the Inuy won't be as strong on Yom Kippur. But the Chamesh is Inuy. Now, in the Pasuk tells us, the Pasuk is Achrei Mois. The Pasuk teaches us, V'hoysel lechem l'chuk Yisrael l'machodesh l'shvi'i b'es l'chodesh ta'anu es nafshi seichem. Then the Pasuk says, Shabbos Shabbos ni lechem v'in nisem es nafshi seichem chuk as oilam. This is where we learn out that one should have an inuy. But what type of inuy? And an inuy where this, what the Gemara refers to as avedas nefesh. You're losing from your nefesh, from your soul. You feel like you're weak. You're weak. But that's referring to this achila shasiya. From there we learn that the mina Torah, there's an issa to eat or drink on Yom Kippur. What about the other isurim, like mechitza, sicha, nilas sandal, tashu shamita? So the Gemara brings psukim for that also. The Gemara brings other psukim to learn out that there's isurim. The Gemara even goes on, the Gemara says, Hani Chamisha Inuyim Keneged Ma. These five Inuyim are Keneged. What are they Keneged? And the Gemara gives different answers to that. But there's a Machlekes Rishonim, the other three, Narachil Vishasiya, Rechitza, Sicha, and Tash Vishamita, is that are these three, Rechitza, Sicha, and Ilasa Sandal, and Tash Vishamita, are they Dairais or not? That's Machlekes Rishonim. If it's the rice, mitzad echot mashma from the fact that Gemara brings psukim and other inyanim to it, there's the rice. But mitzad sheni, we find that there's certain kulas. There's a kula for a kala, a melech, that they're allowed to wear, they're allowed to do rechitza. A chay is a birthing coach, she's allowed to wear shoes. So we find that there are kulas in these three, which sounds like it's a drabbana dikadin, and drabbana will make one in certain situations. So again, that's a machlekes if the psukim are a smachto, or they're a real drash of the deraisa or not. Roy Rishayim learned in the Das HaRambam that they're all deraisa. However, there are some that learn in the Rambam, the Medayik and the Rambam, that may not be deraisa. But that's the idea to know from Siman Tav Resh Yud Aleph. Now, in Tav Resh Yud Beis, we're focusing on the Issa Achila Shasiya on Yom Kippur. So, over here, the Shir Issa is the Kechoseves. Kechoseves Agasa. That's what Mishnah says. If you eat like a Kechoseves Agasa, is Chai. But what is that Shir? So, as Machlag is in Gemara, what the Shir of Kechoseves Agasa is. The Gemara comes out that it's less than the Kibetza. Kezias is like, Kezias is like the small matchboxes that they have here. So to fill up that matchbox, that would be Kezias. Kebetz is like two of those. Chosev is somewhere in between the one matchbox and two matchboxes. It's less than eight Kebetz. What's the reason why over here the share is Kechosev is Agasa? Usually, in most places, the mitzvah of achil, or the isuri achil in the Torah in general, is a kezayis. Or sometimes we do find the kebetz of it. But where does this share come from? So the Gemara is mazbet to us, the kimlo rabbana and the bahachi mesva daite. Now, it's with this amount that you get yishavadas. A person, when he eats this amount, it gives him a certain level of feeling good. Wow, I got back my mind. But simachi, less than that, less than that, there's no yishma das. So that's why we pick this shit. The iser on your kippah is even to just taste something. Tasting means tasting it. You're not eating it, not betaris achilas, but there's tasting. Not only that, not only is tasting something also, but even if I put it in my mouth and to spit it out, I put it in my mouth to taste if there's enough salt in the soup, and then I spit it out, that's also usher on Yom Kippur. It's the Shbruah brings down that even though it's usher to eat, drink, or taste something, but to smell something is mutter. That's the eights that people use in order to fill up the 100 brachas, right? This is the kana that every day one should make 100 brachas. And as long as he was not mesich das from smelling, he could continue smelling without a bracha. Once a person is mesich das, right, he smelled it and he's done with it, then he comes to smell it again, he can really make a second bracha. There's an interesting discussion over here that the Rama raises. The Rama says, Hagah, muta liga b'yom kippah b'ayichel ha-mashkim v'litin l'ketanim. It's muta to touch foods and drinks on Yom Kippah, to give it to the young children, v'leich ha-shina sh'yoichel ayishtei miga. We're not worried that perhaps one will come to eat or drink the food while he's feeding it to the children, which happens. I get a shout out many times from women. They didn't want to become fleshy, but they were feeding the baby food. And they happened to take a bite of it. Something like that. So it happens while you're feeding the children. You lick your fingers, you eat something, taste it to make sure it's not too hot. Without realizing, but the Rama says we're not worried about that. You can feed the children, we're not worried about that. As a true Mr. Kiva Eger, he wants to say that food on Yom Kippur is muksa. It's muksa because since you can't eat it, it's muksa. And our Sameach in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Dalel Chiyud, at the end of there, and others, I'm at me on this Reb Kiva Eger. What do you mean? Why is it muksa? It's chazi, it's roi for ketanim. Children are allowed to eat. And even more than that, the Rama himself is before that's mutter to move the food for the tzarech of the ketanim. So it's a big chesher Reb Kiva Eger. Other Achraim speak about it. Could Reb Kiva Eger is talking about just stop touching it. You have to be careful not to touch it. Or it could be in a case where there are no ketanim. Let's say in a house which has no ketanim. So going into Yom Kippur, the food in this house is off limits. So perhaps it's books. That's the title of Kivega. But again, like I mentioned, many Achrim argue with that. Simon Tav Resh Yud Gimel. Over there discusses the dinim of Rechitza on Yom Kippur. I'll mention just a few more parts about eating and drinking. The mice of, let's say, the halachas of a chayla is really laid on Tafresh Yud Zayin, Tafresh Yud Ches. Talks about a chayla over there, let's say a practical case. Someone has a bad headache. He wants to take wants to take something for the headache, Tylenol or Advil, something for the headache, and in time before it's mutter, right? You have to deal with Hilchas Refuah on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, that not any medicine can you take. So let's say in time before it's mutter. But I need something to wash it down with. So let's take a small amount of water. On other tanisim, we say, take a small amount of water and you can wash it down. But in Kippur, with this, is a Torah, even chatzi shez asa, even less than the shez asa. So what do I do? So there's another discussion. Let's say if you have something which is not right to drink, it's very bitter, it's salty, it's bitter, or whatever it may be. So is that us? Is that shleiken derech achila? No one drinks this. Is that mutter on Yom Kippur or not? It's another question of the Pesachim. So I ate it. The Chassam Sofer says make a black coffee, which is strong and bitter, very bitter, and just take less than the shear. So you have less than the shear, also, which is already not the shear, and it's very bitter, and wash down the pill that you need to take. Obviously, in the days of Chassam Sofer, their black coffees must have been a lot stronger than ours. But the Eitzah, that could be if you take a tea bag before Yom Kippur, if someone knows they're going to need it, and they soak the tea bag in three tea bags, you soak it in water, it gets very bitter and not right to be eaten. So again, one can use that to wash it down. What other shahs of achila shasir could come up besides a chayla? Chayla, anyone who's not well or anyone has any issues fasting should ask a shayla what to do, because when it comes to Yom Kippur, we have something called shiurim. Other tanesim will be matter someone if he is not fit to fast, we'll tell him you don't have to fast. Or if on the tanes itself, he feels weak that he can't fast, we'll let him break the fast.
How is
Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, there's a din of shiurim. Shiurim is that's less than the shear, the revias that we mentioned. And you're drinking it with less than the share of achitz pras or shtiz revias, maybe. But there's a mahalach how to do it, which will prevent the chayla from needing to break his fast.
But if there's a problem with tasting, how is it allowed?
But it's definitely less of a problem than drinking the share. That's karis. Okay, so let's move on to rechitza. The gather to the issa rechitza is any rechitza which is of tainug, of enjoyment. A rechitza with a purpose to feel good. That's what's awesome. One's doing rechitza to feel good is awesome. Therefore, if I have dirt on my body, if somehow I got dirt on it, to wash the dirt off will be mutter, because that's not for tainug. That's to remove the dirt. The Mechaber and Sifdal brings down that's mutter for someone who's a istinus to wash his face with water, even though there's no dirt on it. But the Ramah writes, the minig is, like the Maril, to be machmir, and even if he's istinus, not to wash his face unless there's some lifl of some guch stuck by his eyes, and it's hard for him to open his eyes, or on his eyes, or by his eyes, then he can wash that off. But otherwise, even an istinus, someone who's very fidgy and it bothers them, that's not a heter. It's not a heter over here. And the Pais can tell us, Chayodam, Shechrach Rab, and others, that even if he's not an istinus, he's allowed to remove liflum, right? So if there's the mucus, whatever you call it, the stuff by the eye. So it has that everyone can remove. But if it's just to wash your face, that's what we machmir not to. Now, and even when there's rechitza even when we say a rechitza, which is not for tining his mutta, let's say to remove dirt, it's only with water. To use soap, you're running into another issue, which is sicha. And sicha were more machmir. Sicha is also even shalot the same tining. Even not for tining, sicha is also. Sicha is also even not for tining. There is a chiddush of Yosef Katan Aleph that if you meluchlich in a few places and it's just easier to wash all the few places in one shot, fine. Now, rechitza to remove sweat, Mishbura says that if it's a lot of sweat and he wants to wash himself to remove the sweat, it's mutter because that's not considered a rechitza of tainik. Now, when we take a look at Siman Tav Reish Yud Dalet, the next Siman Tav Reish Yud Dalet Sival, we see over there that Sicha is more Chomer than Rechitza. Rechitza, we're saying, is also only if it's the Shem Tainik. Sicha is also even Shle the Shem Tainik. Therefore, to remove sweat, one would be able to do Rechitza, the Sicha may not be Mata. So what about the Yorin? So if it's a spray deodorant, then that's not sicha. That's not sicha. That's just to prevent the sweat or to remove the sweat. The spray deodorant will be mutter. Unless you machmer every Shabbos not to use spray like Ramah and Shemit test. That some people hold they should not. Well, she holds they should not use spray. But general meaning is that people do use spray, and therefore that will be mutter on Yom Kippur. If you did some kind of sicha, if you smear it, which is also shayla on Shabbos, if you can do it or not, this could run into other questions of the mareach. But to smear something on, that's sicha, right? So that's not allowed. So I was talking to some bachem that if to put some oil or something on. On a dried skin or chapped lips. So if the chapped lips already have cuts, that's a shalom refuah. It's a shalom refuah. You have to work with the club refuah. But if it's just dry, then it's not a question of refuah. So if you're using oil, that won't be a problem in marech, that would be mutter. On Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, it would be mutter. On Kippur, that's not going to be mutter because you're doing sicha, which is not mutter. Okay, washing your face and washing your eyes, so that's what we spoke about, that even instantness. Now, when I wake up in the morning, I'm allowed to wash my hands, because that's not considered chitzah shel tainik. However, we do not wash our complete hands, we only wash until the knuckles. You don't have to have a ruler over there making sure that the water doesn't go past the knuckles. If it goes a little past, okay, but you aim towards the knuckles. Now, the question is, if it's not l'shem tainug, so then what is the big deal about washing my whole hand until my wrist? I'm doing it because of ruach ra. What's the difference between ruach ra and lichluch? The answer is because if you take a look at Siman Dalet, the Magen Avraham Sifkat in Zion, I think it is, maybe not. Over there, it's before that to remove ruach ra, you don't need to meikra din. You do not need to wash until your wrist. It's enough to the knuckles. We have the minig to wash until the wrist, so it's really extra. Again, nowadays it's not extra, but it's extra. Midin is extra. Therefore, Yom Kippur, we don't want to do extra rechitza. Even though it's not l'shem tainug, we do only until the knuckles. Duchen, a kayin who's going up to Duchen, he washes until his wrist. Why? Because over there there's a din, mitam hilchos duchni, that he should wash until his wrist. So because it's not l'shem tainug, because he's doing it in order to Duchen, over there where the din is to wash until the wrist, he washes to the wrist. Perhaps someone who's makpid to wash their hands before davening, which could be, we should. Some rishonim hold that before davening you wash hands with a brach even. We don't pass like that, but before davening, there's also a din to wash hands until the wrist. So it could be, then also you should wash until your wrist. The meaning is until the knuckles. The question is why? Those that are night to wash the hands in the morning four times, like the minig agrod, that's what you always do. You do that also on Yom Kippur. So it stays up the whole night, runs into a suffering if they bechal have to do Netilas Yadayim. So normally we're machmer to do Netilas Yadayim. But the question is on Yom Kippur, what should you do? But you do it. Okay. When you leave the bathroom, so over there also, we wash our hands, but only to the knuckles. Mishbura Sivkatan Vav brings down on Darachayim that if you touch parts of the body that's normally covered, even if you only touch it with one finger, you need to wash the whole hands until the end of the knuckles. Question is, why? By lichluch, we said you're only allowed to wash the place where it's dirty. So, could be over here when you touch. This goes back to Simon Dalad, where it's before over there, that even when you touch parts which are not covered, many acharim learn this Indian of ruchra. So to remove the ruchra, you have to wash the whole hand until the knuckles. Someone who touched their shoes, so that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Tov Reish Yudalef of Katan Yudalef, someone touched the shoes not through a beged directly, then you only wash the part of the hand that touched the shoe. Which is the Shitase in Siman Dalet, Sif Katan Mem Alef, that he holds that washing hands with taking off the shoes is not because of real cries or shunikias. So only that part that touch is what has to, you have to wash. What's interesting in Sif Zayin is that Sif Zayin comes up that someone is going to do a Dvar Mitzvah, he's going to greet his Rebbe, Lahakma Pnei Rabbi, or to go to a Shir. So over there, there's a special heter. Why do I need a special heter? If he has to walk, right, he's talking about walking through the river to get to his Rebbe. Why do I need a special heter? That's a mitzvah. It's not tiny. I'm just doing it. I don't want to do it. I want to get. So it could be over there where your whole goof is getting wet. So that is automatically a tiny. You have a tiny from that, from the fact that you're wet. So maybe over there we have to come out to a Dvar Mitzvah to be matzir. Right? That's why the way back is the Shiloh, if he could go through the river or not to get wet. Eitzah that some give is if they wash your hands are a little wet, or the towel that you use to dry your hands on is a little damp, you can put that on your face. That you're allowed to do. If that's not tefeach, I'm not allowed to tefeach. It's not wet enough to make somebody else wet, so that'll be fine. The in Tav Reish Yudalet, I know that I didn't see it, but in Tav Reish Yudalet talks about Sicha. So we spoke about Sicha, that Sicha is us, even if it's Shleil Shem Tainik. And then Sif Beis speaks about Ne'ilas the sandal. From the Rambam in Hilchos Shvi'is is Asa, Per Gimel HaZayin, is Mashma, that the Inui, what's the Inui of Ne'ilas the sandal? You're feeling the Koshi Ha'aretz, you're feeling the hard ground. And that's the Inui, the Chesem Seifa. Chesem Seifa brings this down also in his Hagois, the Siman Tov Reish Dalet, and the Mishmur and Sifkat and Hay. However, the Mishmur says that one does not need to be machmer on this. You don't have to be machmer on feeling the Koshi Ha'aretz. So even if you have comfortable sneakers or slippers, you can wear it. Slippers have another shayla, because the Hilchos Shabbos, which is negated Yom Kippur also, and so Shin Aleph. So we've got the design, the Ramah brings down that there are those that are machmer, not to wear slippers, because they can fall off your feet, and then you'll come to carry them, and you'll be over the Hitzah. So to walk outside with slippers, one's not supposed to. If there's something that's a back to it, so then it's mutter, it's not going to fall off your foot. Or if in the place you live, the derech is not to walk barefoot, so also will be mutter. That's why nowadays lechera will be mutter, because people don't walk barefoot, so they're not going to pick it up to carry and walk barefoot. They'll wear it. There was different discussions when the Crocs came out, it might be too comfortable, or I never really understood exactly why it was such a tumult, but I think it died out, so I think now by now it's my turn. I say. Okay, now we have a few minutes left. Okay, I'm just going to go back now for the time that we have. That we mentioned that there's a minig on Erev Yom Kippur to eat. This is a chil on Erev Yom Kippur. The Rishonim bring down different reasons for this. Eat like we mentioned before, because he wanted that they shouldn't be in so much pain. And as he understood that Inui is needed for tshuva, but at the same time, let's not stress it. Other reasons is because every yantiv has a time for a suuda, and the suuda of Yom Kippur, which is a yantiv, we cannot have on Yom Kippur, so we have an Erev Yom Kippur. Another reason is in order because it's exciting that we reached the zman of our slicha mechila. Therefore, we have a suda on Erev Yom Kippur. There are nafkaminas between these reasons. One nafkamina is, do I need to eat bread? If it's a suda, then the chari have to eat bread. If it's to give me kayak to fast on Yom Kippur, so then anything will give me kayak. Can I eat candy? Will that give me kayak or not? Right? But there's another reason given by the Piskei Rid in Yuma Pei Aleph Amud Beis. The Piskei Rid says that since there's a din of inui on Yom Kippur, and the Metzius is that when you eat a lot and then you fast, it's much more painful because your stomach grew, it's expecting more food, and then all of a sudden there's no food. It's more painful. So Adrabah, the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is to add to the inui, which is to bring us our tshuva on Yom Kippur. And it fits very well in the Gemara. The Gemara says, anyone who eats on Erev Yom Kippur is ki'ilu z'ana v'chiyu v'asiri. So everyone asks, what do you mean ki'ilu z'ana v'chi? I didn't fast on the 9th day, but according to this makes sense, because you're fasting on the 10 days, it means if you fasted 2 days, that's not painful to you. What's the nafkamina alachal ma'isa? Practical nafkamina. Can I take those kalei tzayim, those pills, or can I do different things on, can I take the slow release pills, what?
Time release,
right. Can I do all those things to lessen the inui on Yom Kippur? So according to the Tosfos Rid, you're getting involved in the mitzvah Torah, which is Adar, to add inui. But according to most Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonin, Shaar Tshuva, Rashi, and other Rishonim, Adrab, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to have so much inui. He wants us to have inui, but you have the right to lessen the inui, so you can take those pills, and you don't have to worry about it. Also, nafkaminas are the reason the Ksav Seif has long tshuva with many nafkaminas. Women who are not fasting, let's say, or any chayil who is not fasting. If it's not to soothe this yantar, so then they eat. without helping you to fast, or to make the fast worse, and then of course you don't have the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Is there a mitzvah the night before Erev Yom Kippur to eat? So it's mechleg is a paiskim. And the Grah brings right from Mark Subis that there's a mitzvah, others bring right, that there's no mitzvah the night before, it only starts in the day. According to many shittas, this mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And you have to have in mind the Shem mitzvahs. You mean a kind of mitzvah, right? But d'oraisa is mitzvah, it's Kabbalah. But it's a d'oraisa. Why don't we have a suffering d'oraisa? L'chumra. So you gotta eat the night before, so you gotta make sure you eat. But that's when the Yitzhara comes and convinces you that you can eat. But that's what it says. Then we have the mitzvah of Kaparis, which is also the original minig was Yom Kippur in the morning, Erev Yom Kippur in the morning, I mean. On the minig itself, the title in the Shulchan Aruch used to be Minig Kaparis Shtus. As the Mechaber held, but like they're showing that it's Darke Amayri. It's a Goyish thing. What do you think? You swing the chicken over your head and Meichel Avainas? Does that work? So the Mechaber is against it. The reason why Sephardim are not able to do it is because of Dari. Dari was very into it. But what is Lamaisa? How do you get out of Minigat of Darkei Amayri? The answer is because it's the Kavanah, similar to like what we said by the Simanim, that you have to be Mechavin, that what happens to this chicken, Bezim, is supposed to happen to me. And all the five Mises, Bezim, take place with this chicken. They take the chicken, and they shecht it, that's a chenek, they throw it down into the thing there, it's like herig. That's like, no, I'm sorry, skila. Herig, that's like chenek. Oh, they throw that skila, right? And then they singe off the feathers, which is like strafa. Begin to see, you're supposed to be chayzer tshuva, you have to have thoughts of tshuva when you're doing it. Not just that you walk out clean, but. Mitzvah to be mefais, your friends on Erev Yom Kippur, Averish Bidal Mechaveri to work on. But Moshe used to sit in the Eitzah Svar and read stories about Gedolim on Erev Yom Kippur to see how I can make myself better, to live up to the Gedolim that we knew. On Erev Yom Kippur, there's a specific mitzvah Tevilah in the mikvah. According to some of the Ga'inim, it's ma'amash a mitzvah that you make a bracha. They only make a bracha on this tefillah. We don't hold like that. We don't make a bracha on it. But based on the pasuk, lifnei Hashem titaru, others learn that it's like a ger, compared to a ger. A ger who's being mekabel mitzvahs, so being mekabel from noon now. So it's an inyan of tefillah, specific inyan of tefillah. You do not have to wait until chatzis. If someone wants to go early when there's less people in the mikvah, no people in the mikvah, you can go before chatzis. If one wants to wait until at least the hour before chatzis, that's better. But if someone's not going to go because they don't want to go afterwards, by mincha and Erev Yom Kippur, we say vidui. We say vidui da'al chet, each one esrei. And you're not supposed to lean on anything when you say in the vidui. To stand without leaning on something or leaning on it enough to have to pull it out, you'll fall down. Because that's not considered like a standing, because it's a stand, even though it's a bella. Because by the karbon, where did we learn vidui from the karbonics? When did they do vidui? When they were doing smicha. And smicha is b'mchol kaychai. B'samach is yadim ro'i kayach. So, it's a question. But our kabbalah vidui, if you've got to say vidui in Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. If you want, you can say it afterwards on your own. You don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. And there are those that have the meaning to say vidui again at night before Shkia. Right? When everyone says tefillah zakai, that's the meaning of this Shiva. I think they give a clap. They'll get up and says vidui. Okay. Stop here.